Hi, friends. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. I am waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming future world is at hand. Today is June 9th, 2026. That is, in the inspired solar lunar calendar, Sivan 245787. We are ready to continue in Hosea. Today will be in the the fifth chapter in verse 1. The religious leaders must pay attention and heed. These are really misleaders, but the word is religious leader. Most powerful prevails, that is, of course, phonetically, Israel. Most powerful prevails house. Most powerful prevails houses, ruler's house. He was referring to these people. Using the word house twice here. These are the people of Jacob. You must listen. The ethics are for you. That's the problem, because we have not accepted the ethics that he wants us to have. Consequently, we are going to be facing severe punishment, and we will see justice and judgment imposed against us there. Let me just correct this here. Okay, the judgments are for you. You are a trap for lookout and a net spread over purifying. Verse 2, revolters profoundly kill. It is revolt and murder that is going on in our streets. That's how you can identify who is Israel today. I am his discipliner for all of them. He will discipline us. That's his judge. That's his job. I know productive worthless, that is Ephraim, phonetically. Most powerful prevails, that is, of course, Israel, as a center, has not been concealed from me. It's very interesting that even the Islamists know, the great Satan and the little Satan, they know who Israel and Judah are. It's funny that most of us have no idea. We're ignorant. Well, it's not funny. It's very sad. Now, you productive worthless, that's remember Ephraim, practice immorality. Yeah, that's our practice. We don't do marriage and sex. We do sex without marriage. Most powerful prevails has been defiled. It certainly does defile us. That's one difference between Judah and Israel, because Judah does have marriage and sex, or marriage and family. Their actions will not permit them to turn to their most powerful. Yeah, we cut ourselves off. Dynamic immoralities are in them. Now, this means the immorality is much more than just sexual. It is a profoundly religious, demonic, political immorality. They have not known originator. We are actually ignorant of who Supreme is. We just don't know originator. Isn't that dumbfounding? How could we be so ignorant? How could we be so far off the base and be so foolish as to not know who Supreme is? Verse 5, most powerful prevails pride, speaks in his faces. That's something we do not want to have. Pride goes before destruction. And pride today means homosexuality, one of the most despicable crimes that he has for the death penalty. Most powerful prevails, that's Israel, and productive worthless, that's Ephraim, stumble in their guilt. They are very proudful. Praise originator, that's Judah, stumbles with them. So we see that Israel and Judah, as they were, are again alike in everything in today's world, and they will have the same deadly end. Verse 6, they will go with their flocks to seek eternal originator. They will not find. Why would they not find him? He withdrew from them. No, he has nothing to do with the people today that call themselves his people. Verse 7, they behave deceitfully with eternal originator. They have generated sons that are alienated. That's our children. They know nothing about Supreme or his writings. Now a lunar month devours them with their portions. They don't even know what a lunar month is. We have no idea of Supreme's inspired solar lunar calendar system. We must blow a ram's horn in hell. Well, I don't think we even know what that is, do we? Are we even aware of any of these practices? I know many in Judah are, but probably the vast majority in Israel are not. You must blow a ram's horn in hell, trumpet in looseness. We don't even do any of these things. You must shout, place of nothing is behind right-hand sun. That's Benjamin. We don't even have any idea who Benjamin is. Verse 9, productive, worthless, that's Ephraim, will be for terror in correction day. Uh-oh, here's the day for our correction coming up. And believe me, if you want to, or don't believe me, but it's not a day long. It's going to last for days, weeks, months, and years. All right. In most powerful prevail states among the nations of Israel. So if you want to know who they are, just stand by and find out who he spanks. I will disclose what is sure. Verse 10, praise the originators, leaders, that's Judas leaders, will be like those displacing a boundary. I will pour out on them like the waters of my overflowing. That's an inundation like a terrible, terrible flood. Verse 11, ethical management will crush productive, worthless tyranny. He willingly went after instruction. That's in quotes, but be sure to understand that. It was damn foolishness. Verse 12, I was like the moth to productive, worthless, and like decay to praise originator. So that's pretty much the way we looked at this from Israel and Judah's point of view, that Supreme is like a moth or like decay. We don't see that he is the only hope for success and happiness. Verse 13, productive, worthless saw his malady and praise originator his injury. Productive, worthless went to level plain. That's the wrong place to go. That, of course, is Assyria anciently. He sent to a contentious ruler. He has not healed or freed your injury. That never worked in the past. It'll never work today either. I am as like the lion for productive worthless. He is the lion of Judah. Like the young lion for praise originator's house. I myself will tear and go. I will carry off. No one will snatch away. This is talking about a voracious lion that is attacking, not like the lion that protects, and serves. Verse 15, to conclude in this chapter, I will return to my locality until we acknowledge offense. So he's going to punish us until we admit it and change. And seek my faces, turn. In their distress, they will look for me diligently. Okay, we've come to the end of this chapter, so I think what I'll do in a few concluding remarks is end here for now and get back with us in the next podcast, if that's all right with you. We must flee idolatry, we must flee immorality, we must flee lying, coveting, stealing. He especially emphasizes fleeing idolatry and immorality. We must be being renovated or we will die. Friends, I hope you will choose life.